Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen.
Hey, what's going on? What's crack-a-lackin'? You know, one thing I've been noticing on my podcast, I don't know why, maybe because I do most of my podcasts late at night. I've been sounding a little bit low or kind of down, so I will try to keep the tempo up. Sorry about that, gentlemen and ladies. So let's get going. I want to cover a little bit of news, what's going on. We are getting close to the holiday, or at least Christmas, and we're already in full swing of Hanukkah, and so I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah out there, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Me personally, Merry Christmas is the way I go. I'm not going to get into the religious part, but that's just the way I roll. Unfortunately, I feel like too many things are too politically correct these days. But you know what? I support anybody's religion as long as they are not hurting somebody. So that's the way I roll. So anyways, let's not get too far into that. But I wanted to talk about what is going on for these dents for tots, and basically all these people, different tool companies and manufacturers, or at least some of the manufacturers, and then my good buddy, obviously John Hiley, had a very successful dents for tots thing going on last weekend. Really successful, so congrats to John. I know he puts a lot of effort into doing that and raising toys for kids. And he can relate because he was one of those guys that he could barely afford to get his own kid, John at the time, a toy. So he's giving back. And I just want to say thanks a lot, John, for giving back to the community. And thank you for all the techs who came out to help John support, and along with the tool companies and the sponsors. At least two I knew right off the bat. And if I'm missing somebody, I apologize. But Kirk Stanton and Cole Fox, who was one of the big contributors out there. So thank you very much for helping. I wasn't there, but hey, I want to give some recognition. And this is what I want to help here too. So if you guys are in the area and you are around these guys I'm about to announce, these other PDR companies and tool manufacturers, go on out and help out if you can. Give some time to help push some dents for these people who are going to donate some toys. So I'll go down the list here and see what you can. And even if you guys are listening and you can't make it, heck, if you can help donate a little bit of funds for the guys to go out and buy toys for the kids this Christmas, I'm sure it'd be a lot of help, and people a lot appreciate it. I try to look at things like, in my personal thing is, you know what, giving, it makes you, you can always reflect on that and you'll always have a great, great feeling about it, you know. And, you know, you might not see directly what you're giving, but the karma out there that you are putting out there and you are helping, it goes a long way to someone that is receiving it. So anybody who's doing that, I really appreciate the support ahead, and I'm sure a lot of people who are putting this on would appreciate it as well. So let me just go down some of these guys. So first of all, Anson is having a Christmas party / toy drive. So nobody's pushing any dents, but if you come to the party, you're expected to bring a toy so they can donate it to the kids. And again, that's giving. So they're having a good Christmas party along with the toy drive. So go on over there in Texas, over there at Anson's. You can check them out. You can, if you want more information, go to AnsonPDR.com. As you know, Christina, Craig, and their team members at Anson, what a great, great crowd to hang out with. And I will be attending that one personally myself. So I'm going to be heading over there. By the time you hear this, I'm already on a plane. And I'm probably getting ready to have some barbecue, freezing my butt off, along with Craig and Christina and his wife, we call Cupcakes, because every time we go see her, she is baking away, and it's usually cupcakes. And to be honest with you, I haven't had a cupcake since I've been there because I do watch pretty much what I eat a lot, except during the holidays and when I'm over there near Anson. So I will dive in to have some cupcakes over there. So anyhow, so they are putting on a toy drive. So if you'd like to donate a toy, contact them, contact Christina, and then I'm sure she'll be able to take anything you guys are offering. Another one, Greg Van Winkle. Okay, Dent Masters Toy Drive, Dents for Donations. This is December 8th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And that is in Arkansas. So let me see what he's got the address here. I thought I had the address here. Dent Masters of Arkansas. It's 389 Highway 65 North, Conway, Arkansas, 72032. Contact Greg Van Winkle. You can message him if you would like to donate some toys or donate some money for them to purchase some toys. I'm sure it's going to go a long way. So that's Greg. Or if you're a tech, you're near in the area, and you might want to just contact him and see what you could do and maybe go help out and push some dents for some kids, right? Or, you know, for the toys for the kids. Okay, so who else we got here? Let's see here. Hey, Greg. And I don't know if you guys are welcome. I had Greg on my show, about 2 months ago, and it was with his son, Devin. And, he got in a little bit of an accident there, and he's doing very well. So he's doing really, really well. I've just seen him pushing a nasty dent out, and looks like he's doing better as pops than now, dude. No pun intended, Greg, but your boys are on your heels, dude. So congratulations, Devin. Keep it up. I'm sure you'll be 100%, if not already, very, very soon. All right, so we've got another one here. Gene Fetty, Mean Gene Fetty. He's got a toy drive going on. And it is December 8th as well, okay? And it is in Pittsburgh. So the address is 4699 Campbell's Road, Run Road, 4699 Campbell's Run Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. Donate a new unwrapped toy for one door ding repair. That's what he's offering. And if you are a customer who's happened to be listening to this, and if you're in the Pittsburgh area, RSV to Jennifer to reserve your spot, 724-554-1756, Dents for Kids. Or you can contact Gene Fetty. You want to donate some toys directly for him to give to the kids. Contact him. He'll be able to help you out. Okay. I hope you guys do a great job over there, Gene. I know you're going to be running a great one. So good luck to you guys out there. There's another one, too. There is... Let's see here. I think Mike Chitwood and Chitwood. I know Mike. Mike Chitwood and Kurt Stanton, they are putting on a toy drive too as well. So his is, let's see where his is at. His is going to be in Kansas. So KC Dent Crafters along with the Hale team at 11005 West 62nd Street, Shawnee, Kansas, 66203. Proceeds go to local charity, Hands to Heart. Mike Bergen, 913-710-7356. Again, 913-710-7356. Or you can contact Mike Chitwood or Kirk Stanton. I'm sure they will be able to help you out and help you get started if you want to donate some money for some kids, dents for kids there, okay? Really good cause, guys. I'm really, really proud. I think there's more and more of these going on now every year, and I'm sure that there's other ones going on, and maybe I'm not be able to that I don't have the information. I've got one more I'm going to mention. Don's probably thinking, hey, what about me? What about me now? We've got Don from Dent Craft, Don Cavanaugh. He's having a toy drive / Christmas party over there and at his shop in Minnesota. So contact Don Kavanaugh. And matter of fact, I think Don is doing, he might have some, I think some tools to give away too as well for donating. So I don't quote me on that, but it looks like he possibly would. I think he's gathering something up, but Don is another great guy in the industry. Everybody here I'm mentioning is a great guy. I know them one way or another, and I've met everybody here personally. And I couldn't be more proud and more honored to mention this. And really, to now's the time of giving. Unfortunately, it sucks that we technically only, you know, think about giving once a year. But heck, this is the perfect time if you haven't given yet. And maybe you're thinking about it, you're on the fence, you want to make yourself feel good towards the end of the year and make someone else even feel better. Please think about donating a little bit of money or a toy to these children out here who need it the most. So you can contact Don Kavanaugh, and he is in Minnesota. But again, if you get any of you guys around, you want to push some dents or just go support the group, please do. So congrats to everybody. Really happy for everybody. I hope everybody has a successful toy drive. All right, so now we're going to get on to a topic here. We're going to talk about big dents. What I think about big dents and how I approach them. We're not going to talk about all the way to the finishing. I'll save that for another podcast. But the first part is going to be how you break down a big dent. And I think we've mentioned this before a little bit. When I tell my students about dents, you know, I always talk about the approach. I want them to really concentrate and sit back a little bit, and before they just grab a tool and start pushing with it, they really need to understand, you know, what's going to happen. What are the pros and cons, and do the pros outnumber the cons? Because if they don't, then it's probably not the best choice to use. So before we get into the tool part, let's talk about big dent, all right? We're looking at a big dent. A big dent to me is like a foot to 2 feet to 5 feet big, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet big. You know, it could be two hands, three hand size, full big hand size, okay? It's something like that. Maybe a kicked in front fender, maybe a kicked in door, something good, something that's crunched. That's pretty good, okay? Not something that's gonna pop out, but you've got waves still, right? You got crowns to deal with. You got all kinds of stuff. So what is going to give you the best chance to start that dent clean, okay? And going back to what I tell my students is like, look, we all know in life, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. That's what your mom told you. That's what everyone's telling you through your whole childhood, right? Because you mess up, you make some bad choices, and they always come up with that. Hey, look, man, you still got another chance, man. You don't have to, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And you hear that all the time. And then you think that carries over to PDR. So you're like, man, you know, it's how I finish. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. But if you could think about PDR as how you start is technically how you're going to finish in general terms, okay? Because if you start messy, you're going to finish messy more likely. Or you're going to finish messy, but it's going to take you time to pull out of that messy. It's kind of like flying a jet that you've never flown before, and all of a sudden you're losing control of it, right? And you're nosediving, but all of a sudden the last second you pull up and you're able to do it. But as you get used to that jet, right, you are smooth sailing from start to finish. That's kind of like how PDR is, right? It's kind of like exactly how it is. So before you just dive into a dent, get to know the aspects of that dent. Like, look at the dent, look at the corners of it, and if it's overwhelming to you, then cover the damn dent up. That's what I tell everybody. Cover it up. What part of that dent can you fix? Right? What would you do to start that part of the dent? Because dents are sections to me. To me personally, it's sections. And when I look at a dent, I look at it, I think of it as a puzzle. And as I put together the dent or the puzzle, I always start with the corners, right? And it's kind of the same thing with the dent. So you start with the corners because you're trying to move that metal, or at least you're trying to metal move it towards the center, whereas you are generally the deepest part. Now, some guys, you can pull from the middle, but what happens is it reverse pulls. So it pulls from the center up, but then the outside stays locked. And now you have kind of a high spot in the middle and then locked on the outside. And now you trap the metal flow of the dent. It doesn't know where to go. So it's kind of like you barricaded. You just put like a dam in the middle of the flow of the metal where it would go. And that's dangerous. That is a big mistake that most, I would say, inexperienced PDR techs do, is that they'll just think that they can pop it out from the middle and they'll do that. So we're going to tell you some pros and cons about, you know, cold glue and versus Kiko super tabs versus soft tips versus leather tips versus a couple other tips I was going to mention here. But let's just start with that, okay? So let's talk about one of my favorite tools that I will pick up first. And you've probably heard me talk about tons of times. If you're a dent trainer member, you see me use this a lot. And it's not because I don't like anything else. And the reason why I like cold glue is because cold glue will take out the obvious. It will take out the part that is willing to come out naturally. And what happens with cold glue is it snaps it, but shocks it just well enough to pull as much metal as it can without overstretching the metal. Okay, does that make sense? It knows when to let go. Okay, because it's cold glue is kind of like a very tacky gum. That's what it's like. Okay. Some guys say that they can replicate it by using bugle tape. Now, I just gave you a tech tip. If you want to try bugle tape as a substitute, that's about as close as you're going to get to cold glue, but I've tried it. It's not quite the same. Believe me, if I thought it was the best, I wouldn't be talking about it. So cold glue to me is very tacky, and you have to take it off. And here's a tech tip too, because a lot of guys don't realize this. When they get the cold glue, they put a lot on the, first of all, they put way too much on the tab, whatever they're using. Or if they bought the original cold glue with the slider and the metal tab, they put way too much on without conditioning the glue. And what I mean by that is you take it, you only put like a quarter of it on, maybe not even that, maybe an eighth of it. And you break it apart and then you stretch it back and forth. You're kneading it. So as you're kneading it, it's getting warmer and warmer and warmer, and it's getting tackier and stickier and sticky, icky, as Snoop Dogg would say. And then you put it on the tab, and then you pull it, and man, you are going to yank whatever you need to yank successfully. But if you pull it on, put it on cold and not ready, and you didn't condition the glue, the cold glue, it's not going to pull. Not going to pull at all. You're going to think it's junk. You're going to think it didn't work. So condition the cold glue first of all. And I like to start from the corner of the dent. I like to use the metal flow. I like to bring the metal flow from the corners down to the center. And that's how I'm able to start most of those big, nasty dents. See, big dents aren't as bad as you think. It's the sections. It's the smaller parts of that dent that become the most challenging. And then you got to realize, well, do I tap first? Do I push first? Why am I making these high spots? Why am I making these low spots? That's when you have to pay attention. That's when the advanced part comes in and understanding when to do what. And we'll get into that, like I said, in another podcast. But right now, we're talking about getting big dents started, breaking down big dents, not finishing it, but breaking it down. And this is what this podcast is about. So that's an option, cold glue. If you don't have cold glue and you have glue tabs. Now, if you have glue tabs, you should by now have Kiko Super Tabs, because Kiko Super Tabs, to me personally, are one of the best tabs to have if you are doing bigger dents. Here's another thing too. They work so effective, they could actually be like reverse of what you're trying to do. So if you're trying to make a dent better, it can technically make it worse if you're not aware of the strength of that tab along with that glue you're using, because super tabs generally don't want to let go, not easily. And if you're working a big, nasty, deep dent, they will work really, that's a very good tab to use. Now, if I'm using generally a super tab, I like to use a K-bar or a flat bar because I can control the pull way better. I can slowly pull that dent and see what it's doing rather than shock it and then over pull it because it's not letting go. It doesn't know when to let go. Super tabs are like pit bulls, right? You tell it to sick it and it ain't gonna let go. It will not let go. It's not a trained tab, okay? It's a very, very aggressive tab, especially if you put way too much glue on it. It's not going to let go. And boy, it's like hell trying to get the glue off too. So be aware of the super tabs. If you are going to use a slide hammer on it, then tug it little by little. Watch the dent pull, okay? Start from the corners like I mentioned. And you want to put that tab over where the crown starts, not underneath the crown, because if you pull it and then you notice you take the tab off, you'll have gills, kind of like another crown underneath the crown. So basically you're lifting a dent up, but making a crown underneath the main crown. So overlap it a little bit, okay? Overlap it. This gets pretty interesting too, huh? You bet you guys wish you could visually see what I'm talking about, but I know you dent guys, you experienced dent guys, know exactly what I'm talking about. And it makes sense. It's got to make sense. And for you inexperienced techs, you're like, wow, I'm gonna try some of that. I'm not going to give you guys any bad advice. I'm giving you guys advice on my experience. The reason why I'm telling you, the bad things, because I did it all. Example, I did the Mazda Miata dent, and I did one of those, and I totally did that dent wrong. And that was like 5 years ago. I totally changed my techniques. I just want to give you a heads up. Techniques change. I totally changed my technique on that. If you gave me that dent again, that dent would be so much cleaner. I'd probably get it out in half the time. See, one thing about PDR is you learn more from your mistakes than your successful ones. It's like successful ones aren't as enjoyable to me personally. It's the one I get my ass kicked on that really I remember all the time. It's the ones that you get your butt kicked that you really learn a lot from. So don't get frustrated. Besides, most of the time you get paid for it, right? You get paid to get it better most of the time, okay? Now, there are some exceptions where you've been on it for hours, and that's happened to me too, hours, and I just walked away. Even though the customer thought it was better, and you and I probably know it's different. That's what I tell you. Dent different. It's not acceptable. You know you wouldn't want to accept that. And that's part of being a great tech too, is understanding like, you know, I can't charge you for that. I'm not happy with it. The customer might be happy with it, but I'm not happy with it. So no charge. When you do that, you hold a high standard to yourself too. Hold a really good high standard to yourself. And you want to make sure that you're not going out there not caring about your repairs. So we're talking about super tabs, right? Super tabs are great, and I highly recommend getting the K-bar or K-beam. Now you probably use the K. I use the K-bar more than I use the K-beam. K-bar is just technically, if you have the K-bar, you can buy one of their other little legs and you can turn it into a K-beam. So That's something to consider. But the K-Beam I would get right off the bat, along with the Super Taps. If you're wondering how to use that too as well, Dent Trainer's got some videos on that. DentTrainer.com. Check that out. Remember, Dent Trainer, the videos are done right. They're done professionally. I take the time. John and I take the time to explain things. I put diagrams on it. I do, you know, sometimes it takes me 2 or 3 days to edit and video, do a video. You know, sometimes it takes me a week. It just depends on my idea and how involved it is. So check it out, denttrainer.com, and see what's going on. Plus, you get a lot of tool discounts on there from the main tool manufacturers. And we do a lot of giveaways, and then you'll be included in the Facebook groups that we have privately. And there's a lot of marketing tips inside these groups too as well. So that we're talking about the Super Tabs, and we're talking about shrinking down the dents into different battles, because remember, the big dent is a big war. But if you shrink down and break it down into small battles, you got to win one battle at a time to win the war. You know, one thing about me, I put a lot of things in the metaphors. So to help you understand the why factor, because how are you going to execute something if you don't understand the why? It doesn't retain, right? It does not retain. So that's why it's important to understand the why factor. Anytime somebody's teaching you anything, it's important you understand the why and break it down well enough to you so you really, really get it. Now let's talk about soft tips, okay? So let's say you got the cold glue, got it out, or a lot of it got you, like 60%, 70%, maybe 80% of the dent came out. And now you got little smaller lows, okay? But not big. We're talking maybe softball lows, maybe grapefruit lows, something to that effect. What else could you use? If you can get access behind it, you always try to use the biggest tip you can. Now, there's some tips that I recommend, like the rubber balls. You can get that in there. Those push a lot of metal really nice and smooth. You don't want to use just right off the bat a sharper tip, because you're going to put... Here's another why factor. The reason why you don't want to use a sharper tip on a bigger dent is because the contact of the tool is way smaller than the point of contact of the diameter of the dent. Okay, you want to push a massive amount of metal as much as you can, smoothly, clean. So you want to also think about the tip size. What is this tip going to do? Even a soft tip generally isn't going to work as effective as a bigger tip, like maybe a tip that you have. Like, have you ever seen a dent dial tip, like from Sal? He got real creative. He's kind of like a rectangle, like a curved one, and he puts leather on it. That's how he gets those nice, big, full pushes, clean. He can move a lot of metal without poking it up. Because remember, each poke is going to cost you 5 minutes if you're a fast tech. If you're really fast, maybe a minute to 2 minutes each. But if you ignore those and you have like a 25, 50, 150 little micro highs everywhere, that's going to take a lot of time to clean up. And half the time when you tap it down, you tap it a little bit too low. And then you're going to push it again. And then you didn't push it, you didn't get tap it down all the way. And it's a back and forth battle. It takes you hours to get that clean again. That's why it's important to find out what tip you want to use to make sure that you are pushing the dent correctly. You know, there's some tips out there, some other tips that you could be creative at and think about. Make your own tips. Think about smooth, big pushes will mean cleaner pushes, less work at the end, less cleanup. That's what I'm referring to. Now, let's say you only had a soft tip. All right, for you guys out there who have soft tips, but you have big dents to do, you don't want to push beyond where the dent starts. You want to start from the outside where that dent starts. I don't care if you're using fog or lines. It doesn't matter at this point, because the contact of your tip is still too small to push from the middle, because what happens, you're going to make a high spot in the middle because the crown's outside, or even if you tap down, the metal on the outside is not soft enough. So you have to use smaller, controlled, tighter pushes from the outside to work it, work that metal in. Until the dent is close to the same size as that soft tip, then you can go pretty much anywhere in that dent that you wish. But if it's a big dent, then that's something that you're going to have to think about controlling your controlling where you're going to place your tip. Tight control pushes. That's what you want to do. And so we're going to go back to cover up the dent. Okay. So now you can kind of see where I'm going with the soft tip stuff, like breaking it down from a super tab to maybe a ball tip to a soft tip. You know, soft tips aren't the answer to everything. They can still make high spots. They can still, you know, create work for yourself if you are not aware of what that dent's doing, okay? Did you release enough crowns? Did you, how are you pushing it? Are you too aggressive? Here's the number one mistake when guys are working a dent. Their eyes start looking too far ahead in front of the dent. So what I mean by that is that instead of being disciplined and staying slow, patient, and working that dent slowly towards the metal, then controlling the metal flow and preventing high spots, they tend to not pay attention. Wherever their eyes go, the tool goes, and they skip where they need to push. And then they create these high spots, and then they create more work. So my technique, what I teach my students, and you guys are more than welcome to try this. Maybe you're teaching your own guy. Maybe you're you know, kind of frustrated because they keep chewing it up, or yourself. I want you to take some gaffer's tape or whatever type of tape. It's got to be dark tape, and I want you to cover 75% of the dent up. And I only want you to start on one part corner of the dent, or start in front of the dent and go, wow, this is not too bad. This is easy. It helps keep you focused about your pushes, helps you keep you cleaner about your pushes. And it brings awareness to what you are looking at. And it forces you to only look what is necessary. Because if you see too much, you tend to wander, and that tip will wander. It'll do its own thing, and then you'll be very, very lost, and you'll create a lot of work. These are some of the things that happen when people attack big dents. These are the common mistakes that they do, and they always tend to use the wrong tooltip. And it's because they're not prepared. They don't have the right tools. They don't go out there and purchase the right tools. So I'm giving you some tips and some pointers to think about. And hopefully this helps. I mean, this is one way. These are a few ways that I attack big dents. And then we'll do a second part later on. Next week, we're going to have Dan Ontrop on. He has a new thing to announce. I'm excited to bring him on because this is going to be the first place he's going to make his tour about and talk about. And I'm excited to have him on. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but I trained Dan Ontrop in 2010. We'll talk a little bit about that. And now he's one of the fantastic and most respected techs for under 10 years being in the business. I think he's going on his ninth year here in the business. So excited to bring him on. All right, guys, I'm going to let you guys go on that. I'm heading out. I got to wrap this up. I got to get ready and catch my flight. I hope you guys have a great turnout on Toy Drive this weekend. I will keep you guys posted on Anson's, and take care. See ya.